Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Supa Tea Podcast Show. I don't know if anybody listened to my very long episode earlier, but I'm excited and I'm grateful. And of course, I want to spread some of that love across the airwaves. That is some jazz playing. I'm in my element, in my space, and just sharing a little bit with the world. I think it's important to do the things that we love, to do the things that we enjoy. I have my passport, people. I know I've mentioned that before, but I'm looking forward to utilizing it this year and traveling. There's a particular lady, thought leader, I should call her. She's also an author that actually hosts trips and retreats different places. And initially, that's who I want to travel with. So we'll see, you know, how that unfolds. There's so much goodness going on, and I'm just so grateful that I was able, that I took the opportunity to sit with my emotions, to express my emotions, and to work through them. I'm clear-minded, clear-headed, and really, like, the other end, like, getting past those emotions, healed. You know, that gunk that I dug up, oh, it was healing. That was just today. Like, when I tell you time is moving differently than how it used to move, I can attest to that. I am the evidence and the witness of it, because literally when I got up this morning, I was feeling away. And a lot of that was me digging up gunk, but a lot of that also was yesterday evening. I realized that some of my travels are going to have to be solo, and it made me feel a way, because I'm like, this is a big thing, and I would love to have someone there with me, you know. And I was like, dang, you know, I did the research on how much it's going to cost and how long the flight's going to be. And I'm like, I ain't never fly that long before, but fuck it. I know this is something that's important for me and also for my brand. So I was doing that research, and I went to sleep with that on my mind. Like, okay, I'm about to do this. And then I woke up like, but I don't want to do it by myself, you know. And of course, I start thinking of my twin flame, and, you know, I don't know what happened over this past week. I don't know what he is experiencing, but I know as far as me, like, it's different. It's different. Like, if I thought I was intuitive, and not all of my interpretations are correct. For example, I had a moment today, and I will be clear, like, there's some people that you can genuinely love, but because of where they are, because of their level of awareness, you have to monitor your interactions with them, because this energy is real, and energy transference is real, okay? This particular person is a relative of mine's, and their menstrual synchronized with my menstrual, and we are miles apart. They're in a whole nother state, you know? And so that was one thing that I noticed. I was like, what? And that's, again, attesting to the influence that I have, that I'm like, I didn't even know. Like, I knew, you know, but I didn't know. Like, it's just like that, you know? But I'm discovering it, and as I'm discovering it by listening to doctors and metaphysicians who have been studying what I'm studying for decades. Some of them have been studying these fields of science before I was even born. They started studying this stuff in the 60s and the 50s. So I would be considered a newbie to them, you know, because I've only been studying certain things for, I would say, consistently the last 5 years, you know, and I've only went deep into these studies, I want to say, within the last 2 years. So yeah, like, that's mainly my source of entertainment. My source of entertainment is lectures and lectures and lectures. And I might put on some jams, you know, little music here and there, and listen to some spiritual leaders and some thought leaders. And even watch a little bit of comedy, you know. But I don't watch anything that is promoting violence. I don't watch anything that's super dramatic, that's gonna like pull at my emotional strings. I don't do those things, you know, because I've learned just how our minds work, you know, and those things don't appeal to me. Those things don't feel good to me, and so I don't do them, you know. So I see now why I have been set apart, because I have some things to do, I have some roles to play, and I was presented with a wonderful opportunity and I jumped at it without hesitation. And I'm excited because the things that I love to do, the things that I do freely, I'm now being compensated for those things, and that's amazing within of itself. And yeah, I did my food shopping. I went and got my food. But let's go back to this energy transfer stuff. So I'm talking to this loved one, and you know, they feed themselves poison. And I'm not talking about food, okay? Because I ate some Little Caesars, and we already know that's genetically modified, okay? I ain't talking about GMOs. I'm talking about what they watch, what they listen to, what they read. You know, it's poisonous, and their thought processes reflect that poison. And not only do their thought process reflect it, their body reflects that poison too. And but they're very intelligent, so I enjoy that aspect. And they have a good heart, you know. They're just poisoning themselves, and I don't know how to convey that to them. But to show them the results of not poisoning, you know, and that's that, and stand firm on my health, on what I put into my mental, what I put into my awareness, where I put my energy at. But when we do speak, you know, that's an opportunity for energy to transfer either way. So they gave me a bit of advice, but while they were giving me the advice, they were sharing their personal experience. And we were, again, we're miles away. And as they were sharing their personal experience, I could feel the effect in my body. And I was like, whoa. So there was an energy transference there, right? And I got to the location. I was going to my favorite supermarket, right? And I sat in my in the chair, because I be driving around that motherfucker. He'd be looking at me like, you look a little young to be driving that car. And I'm like, if y'all only could see, like if y'all really had x-ray vision, you know. Like my journey with my legs has been one for sure. Like, because you have to like pay attention to recognize that there's even an issue. Looking at me, you would never know, and you would never think it unless you like see me actually moving. And the accident that I was recently in just brought everything to a head, you know. But anyway, I don't, the looks don't even bother me no more, right? But what was so freaking hilarious was that bit of negativity that transferred, you know. Of course, I transmuted eventually, but I'm laughing, right? Because I'm driving around and I'm talking with them, and you know, they're talking smack, and we just, you know, just having a conversation. And I see this young man. I've seen the young man before, right? And I see him in my peripherals. He's in the store, right? Walking around the store. I see him in my peripherals about to go one direction. See me. And then I'm turning into an aisle. And he was, so I'm coming straight. You know how the aisles are in a supermarket. I'm at Whole Foods. And I make a left. And when I make the left, he's coming behind me walking straight. And he looked like he was about to keep walking straight. And when I made that left, he turned to left with me. So I'm like, I could feel him. I look at him and he look at me. He like, hey. I'm like, you know me? He's like, nah, I just spoke because you was looking at me. I was like, And so my family member is still on the phone. And they're like, well, dang, you pulling dudes while you in the chair. He's a bad motherfucker. And I'm like, nah. This dude got problems. He got issues. Like, I stereotype this brother. And I had to apologize to him before I left that freaking store. Because I remember seeing him. And I remember seeing him often. And I'm just like, he's one of these guys that be walking around the store. You know what I mean? But in reality, he just, I don't know how many blunts he smoked, but he was intoxicated. So that's why he was a little off, you know. And he works there. He just don't have a regular uniform on. And I remembered once I was leaving, because I seen him like dealing with the baskets. And I was like, oh, I was like, my bad. I thought you was being weird. And we laughed about it. He was like, nah, you good. I don't want no trouble. I don't want no problem. He said, you just thought I was a weirdo walking around the store, right? I said, yup. And it was a learning moment for me to acknowledge just how energy does transfer, you know, because if you're around and if you are interacting with somebody who is putting out negativity, it can transfer to you and it can blur your perception to things, you know. And when you are very sensitive and when you are doing your personal work consistently, you will feel it. You will feel it. And I have, you know. So I know, okay, I love this person, but I have to limit our contact with each other, because, you know, they don't see a reason to make any changes at this point. But I know I have planted seeds, because I'm like, I don't even watch that stuff. I don't even listen to that stuff. And they're like, well, what are we gonna talk about? Anything else, something positive, you know. And we've gotten into debates, you know, because they're aware of what's happening and they don't feel like it can change. They feel powerless even though they know they're powerful. And that's, I think, a lot of people feel that way. Like, they feel powerless even though they know they're powerful. You know, it's like an oxymoron. It's like, you know you powerful. So what you feeling powerless? You think those people have more power than you? Yeah, that's what they telling you. But what you know? What you feel? You know? So I am guilty of that as well, you know, and maybe even to a certain extent still, you know, because again, I had no idea of the effect of my influence and the residual effect of my influence, you know. And people may never give me any credit, but I've seen it, so you don't gotta give me credit. I've seen it. I've seen the effect of my influence. And some people have given me credit. And I had no clue. I didn't even know that I was being... Not only did I not know at the time that I was influential, or even possible, able to influence somebody in a positive way, I just had no idea whatsoever. I simply was doing the things that I love, and it inspired others to go after their dreams and become highly successful as a result. And I like, wow, that was unintentional inspiration. So just me doing the things I love to do is inspiring to others without me even knowing it. What if I was intentional about my inspiration? How far would that reach? How many would that serve. I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out. And I know the universe is continuously giving me the opportunities to do just that. And it excites me about life. And I wanted to get on here and share that. And I had a milestone today, people. I have healed a certain area within me. And I know I needed to. And how I know I'd healed, I was able to look at an individual who, I felt hurt. And it was no hurt feelings at all. And I know from sharing with my experiences of abandonment and going through foster care, I know that that's where that hurt stemmed from. Because I felt like, you seen me. And you abandoned me. And that was fucked up that you abandoned me. Because I thought that you genuinely cared for me. And it hurt. It was very painful. I avoided even like looking at the person because it would strike that hurt in me. But today I looked at them because, you know, my daggone phone is gonna send me shit. And I'm like, and plus I unblock. Like, so after I healed past some of my abandonment issues, I said, well, and then also I dreamt about the person. I was like, you know, they're my people. They're part of my soul tribe, you know. So I'm gonna open up a little bit, you know. But that pain was still there, you know. So I opened up a little bit, but the pain was still there. And I just had more it was gunk. That's the best way for me to describe it. It was emotional gunk from my past, and I had to get it up and get it out. And that's what I did today. And just literally before I came on this podcast, I was able to look at them and look at the babies, who are the babies are big, and just realize, like, first of all, it was the hurt that I felt as a result of their actions really had nothing to do with me, because I did not do anything harmful to them, you know. They just had not dealt with parts of themselves at that time. And I don't know if they have or if they ever will, you know. But I know that I have healed, and I feel good healing and being able to see a loved one, whether we are in contact with each other or not, and just be like, I'm happy. I'm happy for them, and I wish all the best to them, you know. And it felt good to actually look at someone that you care about and not feel that sting, that emotional sting. That's the best way I could describe it, you know. But feel good and feel happy and smile and be like, oh, and send love and good vibrations their way, and just let it be, you know. The dreams are strange. I know, symbolic in many ways, and I don't know the relevance, because, you know, dreams are not definitive per se. And when I say definitive, dreams have symbolism in them, and they also are only showing where you are at that moment in time. It's not showing like, oh, this must happen. And I have to use my first husband as the example of that, because that's what I experienced with him, you know. I saw a dream of where he was, and because of the choices I made, how the dream played out was not how life played out. Life played out very different because of the choices I made. And I feel the same effect with this person, this other person that I care about, because I'm a Taurus. I am stubborn as Mount Everest. I'm not a mutable sign. I might have mutable astrological energies in my different astrological houses. I'm talking like I really study astrology like that, right? Not yet. Not yet. But it's coming. It's coming. But I'm not a mutable sign. I'm a fixed sign. Like, I'm a Taurus. I'm very determined. And yeah, I'm okay with apologizing when I'm wrong, but I just don't feel I was wrong for being open. I thought it was a safe space, but it wasn't a safe space to be open. Because see, here's the thing, when people are loving you from a healthy space, like a totally healthy space, they're not going to be judgmental on you, because they're going to be accepting of you being you. But when people become judgmental on you, then especially if you're not doing anything to harm them, I didn't do anything but be me and be honest with me. That's all I did. And even though I may have not communicated it in the best way, that is basically all I did. And the thing is, people just don't know, you know? They're not comfortable with their selves in certain aspects, or they don't want to, I guess, make public certain things about themselves, which I was not doing, you know? I was only sharing certain things with one individual who I considered to be my closest friend at the time. Now, what they have done with it, I don't know, because those two have went off and become friends, and I'm like, oh, nice. How interesting. How wonderful. I feel like being sarcastic as a motherfucker right now, but I ain't even gonna go there. I ain't even gonna go there. I'm gonna hold my tongue and don't say it. You know? Because really, there's no need to categorize individuals, you know? I'm not into this whole subcategorization of human beings. You are who you are. You do what you do. Like, I'm not here to judge you. I'm really not. As long as you ain't harming nobody, you good. Like, you like what you like. It's all good to me. I ain't the judgmental one, you know? But it was interesting. It was interesting, you know? But it is what it is, you know? We all have our life paths, and for where I am destined to be and destined to do, people that I may have put on pedestals and love from the depths of my soul, they have their own journeys, and they have their own plateaus to exist on, and it's not the same, you know. And I know just from my recent experience with this opportunity to be making over 100K very easily, but for me to hold to my integrity truly and not allow someone to produce smoke and mirrors, shows that I know my value. I know it, and I know that I can produce because of my value, and I can draw, and I can attract, and I can earn way more than that. I know that I have the potential within me to not earn over 100K in a year, I know I have the potential to earn over 100K in a day. And that still is not the cap of my value, because there is no cap to my value. And I know society has, speaking of past tense, been structured a way to suppress and be oppressive to creatives like me. But those times are over. And I see that those times are over just by the opportunities that come to me. So I'm excited. I'm super excited. I already know certain things, and I'm riding these waves, and I'm looking forward to really be philanthropic and really do the things I want to do, which I've always wanted to do. And I've always wanted to do it with my own money. I've always wanted to do it with my own money. People have been saying, well, you know it's going to take people, but I want to hire these people. I want to screen these people. I want to employ these people. You know, not saying that there isn't other great people out who would and love to have a conversation with me, you know, but I have to actually be out and socializing where they socialize at to have these conversations, you know. And I'm quite sure that those conversations will happen. But I've always wanted to do it with my own funds, because I feel that is true freedom. I feel when you're using your own finance to finance things, and not saying that you don't have extra support, that you don't have people that gravitate once you are showing who you are and what you're doing with your finance, because I'm pretty sure I can see it. I see it with my cafe. I see it with my institute. I see it. Like, I see the people coming and being sponsors and joining and, you know, collaborating. I see that, you know, but I also see me having the freedom to allow divinity to operate through me. And if I'm allowing divinity to operate through me, then I'm allowing divinity to bring me everything I need to operate it exactly how it's supposed to, and not in the way, in the constructs of the past and the constraints of man wanting to control, but truly free. Truly free. So the small things that may look like big things to others that I've sacrificed, and the experiences that people would never allow themselves to experience, I know that, first of all, I knew those experiences was temporal, and I know that that was to build character, to strengthen character, and allow me the opportunity to plant seeds, you know, which I did. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm so, like, astoundingly grateful. And I'm looking forward to the exploration and the cultivation of all my gifts and the sharing of all my gifts. And, you know, I worked out. I worked out. You know, I was sharing with a sister at Whole Foods who she had knee surgery. And, you know, everybody assumes that it's my knees are excellent. Like, when I tell you excellent, excellent. They even looked at them while they looked at my hips. They was like, oh, yeah, there's no nothing there. You got plenty of cartilage. Yeah, I know, because I don't be on these motherfuckers. I don't know if that is what wears and tears. I think it's more diet and not exercising. But yeah, I don't be on the motherfuckers, right? At all. And I'm laughing, you know. But yeah, people just assume that because that's what people, especially like my size and that look like me, are typically dealing with. And it's like, nope. For somebody who has been neglectful in the past to their physical body, it's in pretty good darn shape, you know. The hips are, it's a different thing because, again, that was my neglect and the recent injury. They are in repair, you know. But I'm so looking forward once they are fully repaired. But some days are easier, you know, and I expressed that to the sister. And I could tell she had a what you call it, because I saw her gait, you know, like how she walked when she went to go look for something for me. And so we had that commonality of physical stuff, you know. And she explained that she had an accident herself and she had to get surgery. And, you know, I told her, yeah, mine's not my knee, mine's is my hips, you know. And she was like, you just gotta keep on keeping on, you know. And I'm like, I know. And I just was honest. I'm like, some days I don't feel like it, you know, because who wants to feel discomfort, you know? But I recognize that the discomfort is temporary, you know. And when I just deal with that temporary discomfort, I feel so great afterwards, you know. And my workout space is very inviting and very supportive for my beginning, for my intermediate, and even for my advanced fitness goals, you know. I have a couple more things I want to get for myself to also support these goals, but I have a lot right now. So it's like, use what you got right now and be grateful and trust the process. Drink your fluids, take your nutrients, you know, and just one day at a time. And I recognize I can feel the difference. But now in May than I felt in January, you know. And it's good to feel that difference. And then I feel the difference if I relax too much, meaning I don't do the work, you know. And I'm like, oh no, I gotta keep at it. Like, I gotta keep at it. I can't, you know. It's okay, take some breaks, you know, because you do have to allow your body to heal. You can't just be sore, you know. But you have to get back into the swing of things, you know. And my menstrual, I was just like, yeah, I'm not about to do this shit. I'm not about to be gushing, not to be TMIing, but gushy, trying to stretch outside. I'm staying my mind still, you know. And it's only 2 days that's like that, but still, like, I was just like, yeah, I'm good. And I did move. So I wasn't like sedentary a lot. But, you know, it's just in my mind, like, you gotta move, you know. And I do that, you know. I take it easy at the same time, but I also move. And I'm seeing the results, you know. My muscles are growing. And so they're strengthening. And they're lengthening bit by bit, you know. I have tools to help me to work them without me even exuding a lot of energy, you know. And I probably need to put that machine on me now. I have an EMS machine, you know. And I know that my muscles have grown and strengthened because I can use higher voltage. It's EMS is electricity, muscular stimulator, I think that's what it stands for. I'm not even quite sure, but it is electricity and it is deals with muscular. And I bought one specifically that has three different modes to it. So it has the muscle growth and the muscle workout part. They also have one that a component that goes to your nerves to deal with pain relief. And then they have another mode that deals with massage. I typically use it just to work out with. I don't use it for pain relief. Because even though I don't like discomfort and I don't like pain, feeling it lets me know where I need to concentrate at, you know. And feeling it is, again, it's a temporary thing. You know, if I relax myself and I meditate, or I watch something that's funny or something that is going to inspire happy hormones, because we have happy hormones in our bodies. And I'm finding out, listening to experts, that our body is a pharmacy within itself. So it produces things that assist it, you know, and naturally. So I'm like, y'all should have never told me that. Never ever told me that, you know. And I know it, and I see. I just said I know it. I know it. No, I know, and I see people who have had extreme injuries and who have only used their mind, even though they did it very extensively, meaning like they couldn't get up and move. And instead of them just like putting images and using images of just entertainment or distraction, they focus, like, say, out of 24 hours out of the day, say they're up 16 hours. Out of those 16 hours, like 12 to 14 of those hours were them mentally reconstructing their body. Just mentally reconstructing their body. We're talking about people with spinal injuries, people that were told that if they didn't get surgery, they would never walk again, and them saying, I'm not getting that surgery. Reconstructing their fucking spine. That's heavy shit, people. I'm only dealing with some muscles. I know these babies can fucking just moving them, working them out, stretching them. That shit's gonna help these motherfuckers. Yes, I can use my mind along with my activities. I can actually move. These motherfuckers could not move for months, and in 10 weeks heal themselves. So yeah, there is no excuse. There's no excuse. I have none. I have just accountability for my neglect, accountability for me being the one that put myself into this predicament even prior to the accident. The accident actually was a blessing in disguise, a painful one initially, but nonetheless, that's what it was. That's what it is. It's just simply, what are you doing? You need to be focused on you right now, and not externally trying to rush and get a buck, but completely focused on you, your healing, your growth, because there's things for you to do. So I'm grateful. And not only that, it's providing me with support and me focusing on me, you know. And I'm grateful. All I can say is I'm grateful. For real. And I'm excited. And I feel so much better, you know. So I hope that I have inspired somebody today. I'm going to put my links. I do have to work on something in particularly. So I'm going to work on that. And then I don't know whether I'm going to relax out, enjoy these cool tunes, or watch something funny. But definitely get my happy hormones naturally flowing in my body. And when your happy hormones are flowing, it decreases pain naturally. Ain't that some shit? What if they sold that? What if, oh man, but literally, like, what if people were profiting off of healthy things? And what if insurance was paying for things that actually helped people, and not and help people to become free and healthy, not dependent and enslaved to a drug. I take no medications, people, and I say that with gratitude, because most people in their 40s are taking some form of medication, some chemical they're constantly putting into their body. And the only chemicals I put into my body are GMO food. Oh God, I'm sorry, it ain't funny, you know, but I'm slowly, you know, leaning away from that, because Whole Food has shown me that there are so many other options. Not saying that, I wouldn't say Whole Food has no GMO food, I'm not gonna say that, but they just have a better quality of food, you know, and food that is less hazardous to your body. The thing is, you know, with stuff like I said, I ate a little Caesar pizza the other night, that you could have to flush it out, you know. And I'm grateful to have a great digestive system. I poop daily, you know. So that's running great, you know. And I don't overdo it, you know. It's not like I'm having 3 meals a day and all 3 meals are garbage, you know. 1 meal of garbage is still not the best thing to do. But I balance it out, you know. I got some greens, you know. Drink my water, take my vitamins, my nutrients. And so I have more good stuff happening in my body than not good stuff. And I'm sure as things continue to evolve for the better in my life, that I will eventually get away from the GMO foods, or eventually they won't even be an option anymore. Imagine that. Thank you for tuning in to the Super T Podcast Show this Friday evening. Wishing you all the best. I'm feeling like the Black Delilah. I need a radio show for real, though. Like, I'm ready. I'm just throwing that out there. Give me a segment where I could come on an hour a night. Do you know how much they make? Guapity guap guap guap, okay? And maybe not an hour, maybe a few hours. Like 4 hours, 4 hours a evening. I could talk for 4 hours and play some good tunes. You know, I might incorporate that on my podcast and see where it lands me, you know? Why not? Ain't nothing to it but to do it. And the thing with these podcast shows, they give you so much freedom, you know? So I'm going to test it out. I think people would enjoy it, you know? People need a respite. They need a space, a safe space. And this is a safe space, you know? I have aired all of my laundry here, so I'm definitely never ever judging you in your laundry. And I have done so respectfully. I haven't wanted to, you know, any about had to. I haven't wanted to. I haven't had the desire to throw anybody under the bus. Y'all know who y'all are. I don't gotta put y'all out there. I don't gotta share pictures and videos. I don't gotta do that. I don't gotta do that. It is all love. It was love then, it is love now. It's always gonna be love. And so that's who the heck I am. You know? And you may have had to conform, and you may have had to stuff yourself into situations and boxes and make different sacrifices for different things because that's the best that you knew. But I know what I know, so I'm going to do the best that I know, you know? So take it how you want to take it. It is what it is. This is a safe space, and I love music, and I love to talk. And after watching the Lifetime special of Miss Wendy, I was just like, I didn't know radio was so lucrative. So I'm calling monetization for this podcast and monetization an opportunity for radio, because that's out there, you know. And radio stations do want to continue. And I mean, I know WBLS has a component where, you know, the quiet storm, things are relaxed, things are chilled. We know about Delilah. We all know about Delilah, okay? But I think the hip-hop stations would benefit if they incorporated this into their regimen. You know, like, okay, you got this upbeat stuff and da 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 da. Yeah, they paying you, so you making money, but it ain't all about the money. It ain't all about the ratings. Offer your listeners something that's going to be good for their freaking souls. I wouldn't mind. I'm just gonna put it out there. Can you imagine me working for Hot 97 remotely? Baby. We ain't building off of, we ain't feeding off of negative energy or feeding negativity. It's gonna be positivity. We talk about affirmation, plan, and it could still be upbeat. It doesn't have to be this calm and relaxed. It could be upbeat, positive songs. So many are out there right now, and more being made each and every day. I'm gonna just put it out there, cause why not? Why not? Why not? They don't even have to be every day. They could be like on Fridays. Fridays from 9 p.m. You know they're going to hear all type of stuff at the club if they're going out. You know? From 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. Positive stuff playing. For those that's in the house who got them babies. Because they can't go nowhere because they don't got no babysitter. But they still want to jam. Because it's a Friday. Yeah. Possibilities are endless, people. And I'm going to do whatever I can do. And I know it's going to be an easy flow. I don't got to hustle and bustle for any of the goodness. Work, yes. But the most work I do is internally. And the external work that I do don't even feel like work. Because I enjoy it. So with that being said, all the wonderfulness I have poured into the universe, I'm going to allow the universe to pour more into me. So that I can share more with y'all and with the whole freaking world. Once again, thank you. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your life.